Justin Flick back with you now, joined by Brad Alley, head coach of the Royal Valley boys basketball team. The Panthers are 10-7 on the year and even at 6-6 in league play with three straight losses by 3 points, all three of them. That has to be kind of hard, coach, especially for the team, knowing that they were right there and really had a chance to win all three games, but unable for one reason or another to do it. The three-point loss to Holton, and then since we last talked, you fell at Hiawatha 50-47, and then to Sabetha at home 40-37 earlier this week. What do you feel like the biggest difference is right now for your team not being able to get the close victories here?
Yeah, you know, we're struggling a little bit with some consistency on offense. Defensively, I feel like we're playing really well. We've held a couple good teams to some low totals, and we've just haven't been able to put the ball in the hole lately, and a lot of that has to do with just some consistency issues that we have within our offense.
We've talked a lot about your seniors this year that have had some huge games for you and given you a lot of leadership. How far along have the sophomores come? They got their feet wet last year watching Skylar Link play on Tuesday night, especially with 15 points. It just seems like those guys are playing a lot more confident right now.
Yeah, you know, those guys, they've played enough games that I don't consider them sophomores anymore. They're game tested, and we expect those guys to score now, and Skylar definitely played a nice game against both of them.
You got just a few games left here, and it doesn't get any easier as you go to Nemaha Valley tomorrow night, Friday, then host Jeff West, and of course a non-league game that won't count for Substate to wrap things up against Horton. But Nemaha, right now your team, you have to feel like they just need to find a way somehow, whether it's by 1 or 10 or 20, to kind of get a win and feel better about themselves like they were in the first half of the year.
Yeah, you know, we just need a couple shots to go down, get our confidence back up. But we're still playing hard, and as long as we play hard, we'll continue to be close in games if we like.
Nemaha Valley was a 2-point win earlier in the year. What did you do that night that you've been talking to your boys about the last couple of days that you'll have to do even better on the road Friday?
Yeah, you know, it's never easy to win at Nemaha, and so we know that we're gonna have to play with a great deal of energy, and the energy hasn't been a problem for us in the last few games. Again, it's just been able to knock down shots. So if we come out and continue to play defense the way we have, we'll probably give ourselves a shot.
And I know at times you'd like to speed up the game even more. It seems like, and we've talked about this, the faster your team plays sometimes, the better they are, and they're able to do a lot of things in transition. It doesn't seem like in the half court you've been able to get to the free throw line probably as much as you would have liked, so that makes the fast break even more important, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. And you know, when you have some younger players like we play, When you start running up and down the floor, it makes decisions a little bit easier. You don't have to think about it. It's just a reaction, and we're definitely better when we can get up and down the floor, and we've got to do a better job of securing defensive rebounds so we can take advantage of those opportunities.
Well, best of luck Friday at Nemaha Valley, a game that will be broadcast live on 92.1 and on our news station website, mscnews.net. Two home ones will finish out your regular season. Hopefully it looks like a home game in Substate as well, Coach. We'll talk about Substate next week.
I appreciate it.
Brad Alley, head coach of the Royal Valley Boys, and the Panther Locker Room Chats brought to you each week by the Hoyt Animal Practice.